Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. No opening for the song today. Guys, I am here by the skin of my teeth. Welcome to the Standing on My Soapbox right here on Left of Straight Radio. I am your host, Scott Fullerton. Every Wednesday, this is your call-in show to rant, rave, review everything that's been going on in the past week in LGBT news, entertainment, politics, anything you want to talk about. Guys, I need your help today. It is September 20th, 2017. I am not ready for my show today. I end up getting out of the house today, doing a whole bunch of errands, and I got stuck, and I did not get back until literally 15 minutes ago. So I have no notes for today, no co-host for today, which I knew I was going to happen. But I need you. So anything you guys, if you're listening live today, don't be shy. I know you guys, I see a lot of you guys listening and nobody calls in. If you can, if you want to talk about anything, it could be LGBT news, it could be pop culture, it could be entertainment, it can be politics, it could be what you had for breakfast this morning. I need help on the show today. Give me a call here. It's real simple to do. Any phone, 347-989-0126. That's 347-989-0126. You'll hear the show live on your phone till I can get to you here. I really hope some of you call in today. Otherwise, it's going to be moving around in a lot of different areas and a lot of song playing today. But thanks for your patience. Thanks for being on Left of Straight Radio. Let's talk about the network a little bit. I'm very excited. If you haven't been to it yet, launched a brand new website yesterday. It is www.leftofstraightradio.com. Remember, whenever you spell left of straight, it's the number 8. You don't spell out 8. So that's www.leftofstraightradio.com. You'll be able to find when all of our shows are on. If you're thinking about being a host or you have an idea for a great show you'd like to find me a host for, there's a chance to do that and let me know about it. Call on in and or send me an email and we can get something done for that. So, yeah, definitely look over the new website. There's contests on it. We have contests running until the end of the month, where you can win a swag bag that has a pretty cool signed Steve Grand CD, American Boy CD. It's got a T-shirt in it from Ben & Jerry's in Vermont with the rainbow cows on it. It's got some gift certificates in there. You can be a co-host on this show as one of our other contests. And we have a free book from our straight ally, Rebecca Lombardo, who does our Saturday Voices for Change 2.0 show talking about mental health and wellness and addiction and things like that. So there's contests on there. And good friend of the show, Jay Knight, he was on the show Monday, if you missed it. Jay Knight from jknightmusic.com. He is my featured artist. I'm going to have a featured artist. I'm going to do the month this time. I may switch it every week in weeks to come. We'll see. But you can buy their album. You can buy Jay Knight's album this time. Other artists coming in the future. You can buy it directly on there. It'll go to, if you send it to their PayPal account, use any credit card you want. If you're over your PayPal, it goes into their credit card. They ship you the downloads and the links to the songs and the albums. And they make all the profit. A lot of my artists that I have on the show are indie artists. And they don't make barely any money from the iTunes and the Amazons and things like that. This way they get all of the profits of you selling that song directly to them. So please check out the new website. You can subscribe to it and find out everything that's been going on every week. And there's a blog there that I'll update from time to time. So it's really starting to come together. So that's www.leftofstraightradio.com. So look for that. So let's see what stories I can get for you. I think I will touch on a local story at first here in Northeast Ohio. If y'all are new to the show, I live in Northeast Ohio, about 10 miles from the Pennsylvania border. And in my little burg, I'm about 12, 15 miles away from Youngstown, Ohio. And we had a great thing happen. I talked about it briefly in my other show, but just real briefly. Youngstown State University is a great college here, not too far from me. Like I said, just over in Youngstown, about 15 miles away or so. They hired for this semester, this year, a transgender chief of women's program. It's called the Women's Initiative Director at Youngstown State University. And Megan List is her name. She is the new director and YSU assistant professor. And she'll be in charge of create a center for education, training, networking, connectivity, and most of all, bringing a ground for safe campus practices. So that's kind of exciting. Northeast Ohio was a little slow on the uptake on things when it comes to social issues, racism, sexism, gender identity, gender, things like that. I got to give a big hand also to Anita. Anita is one of our councilwoman here in Youngstown. She was able to bring to the floor and get passed a transgender protection for anyone that works for the city of Youngstown. That's Anita Davis, by the way. Anita Davis is a councilwoman here in Youngstown, was able to pass an equal protection law for housing and employment discrimination for all LGBT people here. So Youngstown has done that, and now Youngstown State University has gone and hired an openly trans woman as their director of the women's initiative at the college there. So kind of big leaps and bounds happening here that is really unexpected, unheard of in our neck of the woods. And I have to say, I'm very, very, very happy about that. So that was a big thing that came across my plate recently. Also, we'll go and do a whole TV segment in a bit. I'm going to talk about one of my favorite new actors of this past year from 13 Reasons Why. Came out on Instagram the other day and did a fantastic little post for that. I'm going to talk all about the new television season for a bit, because that's something I am definitely up on. I know we can talk, but let's go ahead. Give me a second to pull myself together, play a little song here. This is Ginger Minj. Ginger Minj, I love. She was on our show last season, one of the fantastic drag stars of RuPaul's Drag Race. And this is her version of Losing My Religion. You're listening to Left of Straight. Actually, you're listening to Standing on My Soapbox right here on Left of Straight Radio Network. Give us a call, 347-989-0126. Let's hear what you want to talk about today.
A hurt, lost, and blinded fool. But
Back. That was Ginger Minj with My Religion. I teased a little bit before. I want to talk about television a bit. We have a new season starting up in the next couple of weeks. I'm real excited about that. If you can, please give us a call in 347-989-0126. This is Standing on My Soapbox, where you can come stand on my soapbox with me, talk about anything that's on your mind, good, bad, or ugly, the week in review in politics, LGBT news. It can be just whatever's on your mind. You had a bad breakfast or a bad server. I'll talk about anything today. I could use your help. Give us a call. All right, so let's talk about the TV season. A lot of things are getting ready to happen. Last night was the big star-studded premiere of Starship Discovery, Star Trek Discovery. It's the newest in the Star Trek canon, and I've talked about it a few times on here. I am excited for a lot of reasons, but most importantly, it is going to feature Anthony Rapp, who was a Mark, and you all know I'm a huge Rent head, love that play so much. But Anthony Rapp from Rent and so many other things, and Wilson Cruz from Red Band Society, which you know I wrote about a lot when it was on, and of course was one of the first gay teenagers. The character Ricky on My So-Called Life was one of the first out gay characters on television. But Wilson Cruz and them, they're both playing same sex on the new Starship Discovery. How cool is that? So Anthony and Wilson, they both are officers on the ship. I think that Wilson is the doctor. I'm not sure exactly what Anthony does, but it's going to be interesting. They're going to talk about, they're going to show a full-fledged relationship, what happens doing their duties on a ship and being a couple in a starship, which if you think about it, you haven't seen that many of those in the Star Trek series. There's been some dating and some hinting and some flirting, a full-fledged married couple that you talk about. So that's going to be very interesting. It premieres this Sunday. You can get it on CBS this Sunday. And then, actually, I believe it comes in theaters, too. I think they're doing a theater opening for it. And then it was going to be on CBS All Access, which is a subscription-only app for your phone or smart tablet. That's the only thing I don't like about it. but that is happening this weekend. So big congrats to both of them. It's great to have LGBT representation on TV anytime we can find it, but a gay couple on TV. I kind of did a little tweet today. I think there was talk about, I think there was an article where Wilson Cruz and Anthony Rapp talk about their gay relationship on the new Star Trek Discovery. I'm kind of in the future, Star Trek's in the future. Hope we don't have to call it a gay relationship anymore. I just hope they can say that Anthony and Wilson are talking about their relationship on the new Star Trek Discovery. We can just leave the gay word out of it. Just necessary, hopefully soon, and especially in the future where Star Trek is based out of. So anyway, that's one piece of news. Another piece of news, if you watched 13 Reasons Why last season on Netflix, amazing series, I thought. Tough subject. It's about the suicide of a friend and kind of what happens in the year in the life of the person that she becomes best friends with and what happens, what surrounds it. And she leaves notes to all these people about why people are part of her story and the suicide. So it's a little deep, but it's a great series. And one of the co-stars on the show, his name is Brandon Flynn. He plays Justin Foley, very handsome young man. He came out on Instagram a few days ago cheering on Australian marriage equality after looking up and seeing a skywriter writing vote no on marriage equality in the sky. And that was kind of his point. Good for him. I'm going to read you the whole thing. Little profanity lace, so cover your ears if you're sensitive, boys and girls. But I just thought it was amazing. He said, just saw the vote no message in the sky looming over Sydney. Thank you for raising money and hiring on a plane to write your lack of some more clouds. I hope your hate and lack of understanding fades just like those words will. Too many of my friends have been kicked out of their homes, kept in the closet, beat up, ridiculed by church and state, and institutionalized. And you are scared that if we vote yes for marriage equality, you won't be able to show your hate for us. Well, fuck that. We've been scared shitless our entire lives thanks to all the stigmas that surround us. Stigmas that were set in place by the same kind of people who flew that plane over Sydney. We've fought, we've come out bravely, even in our fear, and you wrote a message in the sky because you're scared. Well, equality takes courage. It worries me that too many people in this world lack the balls to stand up for what is right. Hashtag fuck hate. Oh my God. That, I mean, that's a powerful way to come out, guys. Very cool. Congratulations to him. And marriage equality has been a big issue in Sydney. It's been bounced around all over through legislature and things like that. And now they're having a referendum vote on it very soon. So, yeah, that was crazy. And congratulations to Brandon Flynn for coming out and doing it so rather eloquently, if I do say so myself, even though it contains some naughty words. Whoops, sorry. So, yeah, so that was happening. I want to talk also another song here, since I don't have any of you calling in. I want you guys to give me a call, 347-989-0126. Give me a call. Tell me what's on your mind this week. But we're going to play a little bit of Hard Times for Randy Jones. Randy Jones was the cowboy in The Village People. He's going to be a guest on this season, and he has a new song out, and it was his birthday of the day. So let's play a little Randy Jones, Hard Times. You're listening to Standing on My Soapbox on Left of Straight Radio Network. I'm your host, Scott, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
The right line. All the time, they stumble on and on. We stumble on and on. Till we follow the right line. All the time, they stumble on and on. We stumble on and on. And we look for the right line. All the time, they stumble on and on. We stumble on and on. Till we follow the right line.
All righty, we are back. That is Randy Jones, the cowboy from the original Village People, with one of his new songs out, Hard Times. Happy birthday to Randy the other day. We're going to have him in season 3. He is one of the actors of Child of the 70s with our good friend Michael Vaccaro. They are filming season 5 as we speak, and Randy's been a featured part of that, so that's pretty exciting. One thing I did want to mention, this is Bisexuality Week, too. If you did not know, this is the week where we have Bisexuality Day on September 23rd, which is going to be this Saturday. But Bisexuality Week is where transgender was a while back. Bisexuality still is, as far as the, for lack of a better word, ugly stepchild of the LGBT community. Bisexuality is normally mocked, not really thought of as a real thing. It's a transitionary period, supposedly, from straight to gay, which is not true. There is true bisexual feelings. How do we know that? Because people say that, and we need to believe them as part of the community. I mean, how do people know that gay is such a thing? Because we know it and we believe it. We know what our feelings are. And y'all know I love me a little Broadway. One of my favorite Broadway guys is Andy Mientis. He's been in some great things on Broadway. He's on Smash on TV. He's played Pied Piper on The Flash on TV. And he is openly bisexual. And he's married to a man. Still bisexual. Doesn't mean he's gay because he's married to a man. He's bisexual. That means that he can be equally attracted to a woman. Just because you are bisexual does not mean that you are now going to go and have sex with a woman, even though you're married to the man, just as you should not do it if you're straight and decide to have sex with another woman or another man. Bisexuality is entirely different from gender identity and so many other things. So Andy has been a great supporter of the bisexual cause. He's done some great Instagram posts. I remember he did last year, this year also. He talks about making it through some dark days, but living openly now and happily married to actor-director Michael Arden, wearing bisexual pride on his sleeve. As he says, "Luckily, I fell in love with someone who didn't fit the narrative I had built for myself, so undeniable that I had to confront it and make peace with it and ultimately own it. For so long, it seemed like something insurmountably complicated, when in reality, it is really so simple." So yeah, if you remember when I first started the show, or 2 seasons ago, we had my buddy Kevin on. Kevin and I hosted a show, Kevin is bisexual and was famously outed for being, if you don't know Kevin's story, this is Kevin Hogan, and him and I did a show for a while talking about bisexuality and about change and things like this. It was a very feel-good show, and we had some really great guests on. But anyway, Kevin's story was, if you don't remember it, and it was amazing, he was a high school teacher in Boston, still lives in Boston, and he had married to a woman, and he had done some gay porn when he was younger to pay the bills, while he was dating and or married to his current wife. She knew about it. He did the money. It was, and it wasn't gay for pay, because he was bisexual. He knew it. His wife is also bisexual. They understood it. But Of course, they weren't out to anybody. This is where this was, I think, 5 years ago or something now, maybe 6 years ago now. Still wasn't talked about that much, but someone had found out about this gay porn past and outed him. Him and his wife were, believe it or not, doing shopping for Thanksgiving dinner and in November in Boston, and were ambushed by a local television crew saying, found out that you did this gay porn and blah, 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 and who's your wife? And I totally outed him on national, or not national, but local TV. The story made national news because he was a high school teacher. His students were behind him the entire way. His school, half and half. He ended up quitting because he just couldn't handle the pressure. But he's one of those stories about bisexuality where it's like his wife knew about it. He's in love with his wife. He did gay porn because he's attracted to men and he could make money out of it with her blessing. It's a crazy story. So LGBT means it all, QIA, elemental P. We have to believe in each other, stand true to each other in these stories. And I really, really hope that we'll all take the time. Bisexuality Day, like I said, again, is September 23rd, this Saturday. Congratulations to Andy Mayentis for doing a great piece on it on his Instagram. And if you know someone who says they're bisexual, please don't doubt them. Please congratulate them and give them a happy Bisexuality Week, Bisexuality Day. There are centers for bisexuality online they can find if they're looking for support. But it is a thing, and don't treat it as a phase from one to the other. You can be bisexual, married to the same sex, bisexual, married to the opposite sex. Sexuality and your commitments and everything are two entirely different things. So get off my soapbox for that for a moment. Let's go ahead and do another song. And like I said, if you go to the new website, www.leftofstraightradio.com, you're going to find featured Jay Knight, one of my favorite singers. This is one of his songs on there. It is shooting. This is one of his newer songs, actually. It's called Shooting Star, and you can download his entire Here and Now for $9.99 and get any of the singles for 99 cents. And I guarantee you'll love them as much as I do. This is Jay Knight, Shooting Star. You're listening to Standing on My Soapbox. Give us a call, 347-989-0126. Tell me what's on your mind today. Be back in just a few minutes. Alrighty, we are back. Guys, that's Jay Knight with Shooting Star. Like I said, go check out the new website, www.leftofstraightradio.com. Jay Knight's my featured artist this month. Album, entire album, I think it was like 13 songs on it for $9.99, or you do individual downloads for 99¢. This is Standing on My Soapbox, your weekly call-in show where you can rant, rave, and review about LGBT news, politics, pop culture, whatever's on your mind. Please give us a call, 347-989-0126. And with that, we do have a caller. We have Suzette calling from California. Suzette, how are you doing today?
Hello. Hello, hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. What's on your mind, darling?
Well, I was just wondering, with the Star Trek and the gay couple, I kind of agree with you. They shouldn't have to put gay on there. They should just leave it alone. And, well, in my opinion, let nature, you know, as far as people's opinion. I think if it's
right.
Not so identified, you know, the gay couple, you know, the bi couple or whatever, that
exactly.
If it just was, then, you know, nobody would think anything of more or less be an indifferent type of thought and feeling, you know.
I mean, I can understand
always,
when you're generically talking about it, but when it was the headline of a story I was reading, and it says Wilson and Anthony talk about being the gay relationship on Star Trek Discovery. It's like you could have taken that the relationship. We kind of know Anthony and Wilson are probably guys.
Uh-huh.
And we couldn't
figure
this all out all by ourselves. So it's like, I just don't think
they're
that
opening the door for criticism.
Yeah, adjective there. So, but yeah,
yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it kind of bothers me because when you see headlines like that, you're exposing, you're basically inviting for people, the small portion of people that do not care for the lifestyle, to start clamoring, you know, about it.
Exactly. Great point.
Thank you. Also, wanted to touch bases with the LGBTQ community. You know, that and the whole Black Lives Matter and the DACA people. We have so many different labels and names and things like that. That drives me absolute nuts. So, from my soapbox,
right.
Standing up on my soapbox, if people were just people, you know, I mean. There's a show on TV called Modern Family, and they had the gay couple on there. And the show was great. I mean, it just ended its season last year, and it started in 2009. They had, you know, a great run. And you didn't hear any clamoring, anybody complaining, any, you know, Bible thumpers or anybody else out there having a fit about the show, and because it was a family show at a family hour. And
right.
It just was. It just was. And I don't know. It just drives me nuts.
Exactly. I talked a little bit about it, I think, a week or two ago. And I don't know. Have you been watching the TV show Salvation at all this summer?
No, I haven't. Sorry. I don't watch very much TV. That was actually one of the last shows that I watched was the Modern Family.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Gotcha. Well, I brought up in one show, and if you hadn't heard it, I'll tell the story again because I think it's interesting. It exactly goes to your point. There's a show that's been on over the summer called Salvation. It's basically about U.S. government, or the U.S. is going to have an asteroid hit it and all life's going to end and blah, 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 blah. And there's people trying to save the Earth, but there's the bad guys in the background that are trying to stop that from happening. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is there's a Secretary of Defense on the show, and he's been kind of a mean guy that you kind of thought was a bad guy for the first probably 7-8 episodes. And you kind of thought he was the bad guy, and then all of a sudden he gets fired and put away, and the guy that takes over goes to his house to kind of do a final scene. And in that final scene at his house, all of a sudden this man comes into his doorway and says, I think his name was Robert. It's like, "Robert, hurry up. We have to get everything packed up." And the now Secretary of Defense says to the new Secretary of Defense, "Okay, my husband and I are leaving. I need to get back and packing. I'm sorry." And it was just such a nonchalant. I had no idea the entire previous 7 episodes he was gay. No hint to it. And it was such a great way to bring it up in the series. And I thought, I miss things like that. We don't see too much of that.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. So,
yeah. That is cool. That is very cool. I mean, because there are, you know, lesbians and I don't know what the proper term is, or, you know, lesbians that are more on the masculine side. And then there are gays that are flamboyant, and then there are gays that are, you know, you wouldn't be able to tell them, if, you know, whether they were straight or not. And,
exactly,
but that's
yeah.
just a person's personality. You shouldn't have to label it. And, you know,
right.
so
I think
what?
It was even...
She can change a tire and she loves to play sports and climbs trees versus, you know, a lady or person that was wear skirts and does curtsies and whatever else, you know. It's just, people are what they are. We are what we are, and that's that. You either like it or you don't.
Right, they're bringing back and they're bringing back Will and Grace to television this year, and now played by Sean Hayes, said he got that a lot. It's like, "You just play this character way too gay." It's like, well, what's way too gay? He says, "I've done all the things Jack done at times. I'm not that on that way 100% of the time, but what is too gay? What is too straight? What is, I mean, it's just silly. It's a silly concept when you really want to think about it."
Yes, I agree. I'm straight, but I mean, that's neither here nor there. Just like if you're gay, that's neither here nor there. You're a guy on the phone hosting a show. I'm a lady or girl calling in to your show.
Well, you're obviously an amazing ally because you're listening to the show, which is fantastic. So I love that just right then and there.
Well, I'm not closed-minded. You know, I like to know what's going on. So, you know,
right.
I can decide for myself. And gosh, it's not – the LGBTQ community shouldn't be demonized for lifestyles. People have all kinds of different lifestyles, you know, and they may do it in the
–
you know, privacy of their home or whatever, you know, group or thing that they follow or are in. But it doesn't affect me. So, you know, that's great. As
and where do you live in California, if I can ask? About what area do you live
Ontario.
In?
Ontario.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, so it's not too far from L.A., so pretty liberal-minded in general. I mean, California's in general, but I actually – not far from you. I grew up in West Covina.
I was born there.
Really?
Yeah.
How funny
really
is that? My guest yesterday, who did the web series Successful People and is an actor on TV, he was born in West Covina as well. But yeah, I lived for 29 years in Southern California and was born and raised, lived for 18 of those years in West Covina, Covina.
Okay, yeah. Well,
that
area
is funny.
A lot.
That's what I hear. It used to be you could go out and drive past Upland in Ontario to Cucamonga, and now it's Rancho Cucamonga. It's fancy now. You got fancy out there in Southern California.
Yeah, and the prices to go with it, too.
Oh, goodness. We were talking about that yesterday, too. I've been here in Northeast Ohio now for 15 years, and it was so easy to move here. For the price of a house in California, you can buy a little mini McMansion where I'm at in Ohio, but I can't move back. It's too hard to move back unless I go to renting. I have a nice 1/3 of an acre, which is a decent size, and I have a 1,400 square foot house on the top, and then I have a full finished basement. So it's basically double, 20 square feet. The most I can sell it for here would be $130,000.
Wow.
And I can't buy a mobile home in Azusa for $130,000.
So no kidding. Like... I mean, geez, a one bedroom to rent out here. My sister was looking to rent, and it was, well, I'm in Ontario now, is like $900. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, it's incredible.
Crazy
into
times.
Our home. Yeah. I mean, we have a two bedroom, and yeah, if we were to sell, we'd probably get a good chunk of change. I don't know about employment, but we're looking to move anyway, just because of the situation with our governor and him just squandering money that we don't have.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous. The prices and taxation and everything else is insane.
Yeah, it's a lot different. I went out there in April, the first time I've been back, and I try to go back about once a year, but I came back once a year the last 3 years. But it's just every year, it's just amazing how much more crowded it is and how much more expensive everything is. And I used to love just to drive around Hollywood and LA and Sunset and everything. And you can drive around and enjoy it. Now there's so back-to-back people, you're paying attention to not getting wrecked. Instead of enjoy what's happening around there. So it's crazy.
And with this whole, Agenda 21 now in parts of San Francisco, there are not cars allowed. There are bike lanes. You can ride a bike, but there are no cars allowed. And they're doing that more and more. San Diego also. But they're not completely no cars. They just took one of the car lanes and made it a bike lane.
I have not heard about that. So they have actual zones now in certain cities there. I have not heard that part.
Yeah. Yeah, and the stack and pack.
So what do you do in California?
I work in records. They call it health information technology. That's the fancy name for it. But basically, it's records in the hospital, San Antonio.
And how are the LGBT protections there? Is that something that's mandatory? I've been out for so long, I don't even know what's happening where. Do you know anything about that at all with your place that you work?
Well,
do you have openly gay people working there? So I guess
they
feel comfortable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We don't have, everybody just does their job. Funny
nice.
That you asked me that because I don't really notice it. I mean, as far as any type of discrimination going on, everybody just does their job and we all get along. So
that's great.
Yeah. When you can have
well, thank you for saving me
like
all
that,
these topics. Anything else you want to talk about today? We got 15 minutes. We can talk about whatever you want.
The person that you spoke about being the bisexual that had the wife.
Yeah, Kevin, uh-huh.
Yeah. I think, well, I don't know. I can't really say because, you know, I'm not in that position. But, I don't know, to me, coming from a straight person, a bisexual relationship or a person that prefers that, isn't it more of a choice that led either by pleasure or denial of, you know, true feelings or longings?
That's the rap they're getting, but that's not their perception of it at all. It's like
tell
I said.
Me. No, I want to know.
Well, it's hard for me, too, because, like I said, I'm a gay man, right? So it's very hard for me to understand transgender, bisexual. I just understand it's a thing because I know that being gay is a thing, right? I know that I'm only attracted to the same sex right now. I can see the beauty of a woman, but I know in my head that I'm only attracted to men. I only want to sleep with men if you have to break it down to the sexual part, which is what everyone seems to do. So for bisexuals, I would imagine it is the same thing where they can see themselves with a man or a woman, both sexually or in a relationship. But that doesn't mean that's the whole thing. There's gender and sex and everything is such a different construct when you think about it, because just because you are bisexual and you are with a woman, you can be faithful to that woman at the time. Doesn't mean you're going out there and having guys on time. Just means you've been attracted to guys in the past. You'd have relationship. If your relationship ended with this woman, you may have a relationship with a guy. The goal is never do the cheating and the things like that. I think that it's really a headspace issue more than anything else that I can't explain. But I think we have to think of that for all sexuality, where it's like, just because you're, if you're straight, and you're married, and you should to another guy, that's just a not thing to do. Whether you're attracted to him or not, you don't do it. If you're a bisexual person married to a woman, you don't go and fool around with a guy just because you're attracted to him. You're committed to that. It might mean, though, you can change that relationship if you ever divorced or something, or you everything's gone. You can date different people, and it doesn't affect you at all. It's a whole different thing than sexuality. It's it's gender
attraction. I think
it's a matter
of being comfortable, would you say? Attractive, but also comfortable.
Exactly. And so I have to, like I said, I don't understand it myself. But I understand that it has to be a thing because I know that I'm a thing. So that's the only way it makes it easier for me to understand it. And it's confusing. Yeah, I can understand it can be confusing.
Well, I guess preference, when I said preference, I should have maybe clarified as far as use the word comfortable. Because comfortable, you know, in all aspects, not just the sexuality part of it. So
exactly. Yeah, it's just hard to... It's difficult for me to talk about. Like I said, transgender was always very difficult because I've never felt like I wanted to be a woman ever. I think drag shows are fun, but I'm not attracted to anyone that does drag while they're in drag because they're in drag as a woman. So that doesn't attract me. It's just attraction and gender. It's just such an interesting field that I don't think any of us really understand. But
right.
We just know
that's
we're
very
attracted
complex.
To.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I agree. The whole complex issue of the dressing and the it's like, well, okay, so then you can commit to that lifestyle.
Right.
And yeah, it's very hard to explain, even to find the words. But it is a thing, and you know, I think that
I have some very good friends that are transgender women who are in relationships with their women. So they were a man. Or they were a woman, they're now transgendered, they're a transgender man now, and they're in a relationship with a woman. So it's like, if you want to start putting labels on all these things, your head just starts to explode all of a sudden.
Right. So in essence, they were a lesbian, in a sense, then, right?
Exactly. Lesbian before, but didn't identify as a woman personally. So they were transgender. They did the change to become a man. They're still attracted to women as they were before, but they didn't personally identify as a woman. They identified as a man. So it's just, it's all, like I said, it's all a headspace thing that it's really, unless you're part of it, you don't understand it. And we just kind of have to let it be, let it go.
To be quite honest with you, I'm going to share something with you. Nobody knows my last name, so that's good. But my husband likes to wear women's clothes, you know, at night or whatever. But, you know, he's more comfortable that way, and that's fine. I accept him for whatever he's comfortable in. You know, you want to wear sweats, you want to wear, you know, a nightie, whatever. Knock yourself out.
That's a whole different thing. That's cross-dressing and transvestitizing, the same thing. It's like headspace is what it's like. But he's still very much in love with you, even though he wears one of those clothes. It's just his sexuality, he's attracted to the opposite sex. But in, as far as identity, it makes him feel good or whatever, something in his headspace identifies with that part. So, yeah, congratulations for saying that and for being as open to that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, not a problem. Anyway, I just wanted to touch bases and chime in a little bit and share my thoughts. And thank you so much for...
No problem. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. And you have a great rest of the afternoon, okay?
You do the same. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was Suzette. Such a great call. I'm so excited to have her in. Anyone that wants a call, we have about 10 minutes left here. You can give us a call at 347-989-0126. Very interesting talking to her. And I love when people call in and on something. So give us a call. We do this every Wednesday. It's 2 to 3 Pacific time, 5 to 6 Eastern time. And we talk about different things. We talk about LGBT. We talk about news. We talk about politics. We talk about pop culture because I'm a huge fan of all of those. Let's see what else we have on our agenda. Anything else popping in here? I don't have too much else to go over. I mean, politics, we have, of course, Trump yesterday, the United Nations. That's been very polarizing, whether you liked his speech or not. He came down, of course, very heavy on North Korea, which is being applauded. But it's also Trump being Trump and using the word, calling him Rocket Man and being condescending and everything, which is so, which people have a hard time seeing their president do that. It just hasn't been done. And yeah, do we need to be harder? Yeah, I think we definitely need to be harder, but there's so many pieces to the puzzle. Like, so he says, we're going to wipe them off the face of the earth if they do anything. All right, we're going to do that. And then China, who is their best buddy, what are they going to do? Are they going to let that happen, or are they going to wipe off a little part of ours? Are they going to decide Hawaii needs to go, or what's going to happen? It's just such a slippery slope when you're talking global politics and annihilation war, where people are, when you're going to wipe out an entire group of people when you have that capability. So it's not as easy and simple as it is. So everyone's rah-rahing the speech yesterday. And yeah, he needs to be tough. I'm glad he's tough. But he also needs to be a mature man and be a mature president and understand that all these things happen and not just speak to his base. If I was dealing with North Korea, I would be have my ambassador with China's ambassador. I would be talking every day, 24 hours a day, until they agreed with us to do something there, whether it be knock them off the planet with a bomb, whether it be trade them and take out the leader. Whatever happens, we need to be, we can't work unilaterally. We need to work with our allies. And even though China is not a specific ally, we do have enough partnership with them that we need to be talking to them every single day on how to get this done. So that's frustrating to me as well. Politics, you know, man, frustrating stuff all the way around. We have so much stuff happening now. And getting ready for 2018, we have this new health care bill that's even more possible to pass now than it was before. It's going to wipe out pre-existing conditions. It's going to wipe out Medicaid expansion for everyone. It's going to have so much more harm than good, and it looks like it may pass. And it's the thing that won't die. And Republicans are trying to do this time and time again. We have this tax cuts coming through. Everything's tax cuts for the rich, not doing as much for the bringing down the corporate tax rate from 35% to 15%. I can guarantee you most major corporations aren't paying 35%. If you remember in the news, GE, General Electric, one of the biggest companies in the world and one of the biggest companies in America for sure, they did not pay any taxes 2 years ago, even though their tax rate is 35%. The Koch brothers, I think, paid 12% taxes, even though they're supposed to be paying 35%. They have the loopholes. When you have money like that and when you're a rich corporation like that, you have the loopholes to be doing it. If they said, let's do tax breaks for everyone from $100,000 to $250,000, $300,000, beautiful. Doesn't need to be for the millionaires. We're doing too much for the millionaires, guys. It's very frustrating. And that's what's going to keep happening until we get people just there to stand. Right now, with us being a minority in Congress, the people that do this are the ones that are in power right now. So anyway, that's it. Standing on my soapbox, it's time for Soapbox Dismount. Thanks for hanging in there today. Next week, I will have a special surprise co-host with me for the hour. I do hope you'll call in. Again, it's every Wednesday, 347-989-0126. Join me for an hour of ranting and raving and reviewing the week in pop culture, LGBT news, and politics. Be sure to tune in to Left of Straight Show every Monday and Tuesday, where I interview celebrity guests and personalities in the areas of entertainment, foodies, and books. On Thursdays, I'm going to be playing Alexander Rodriguez's On the Rocks radio show at 5 o'clock on Thursdays. On Saturdays, we have our straight allies, Rebecca and Joe Lombardo, with their Voices for Change 2.0 every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, talking about mental health and addiction. And on Sundays, we have our brand new show called The Brandon Report, a weekly news magazine show going more in-depth into the issues of the day. If you would like to be on Left to Straight Radio and have a great idea for a show or would like to host your own show, please go to the lefttostraightradio.com website, drop me an email, and let's talk about it. I'd love to have you on the network. So let's finish out one more time with my buddy Jay Knight, who is featured on the new website. This is my favorite song of his. This is Time of Our Lives. Thanks for listening to Standing on My Soapbox. We'll see you next Wednesday.
We have no time to stand and stare. It was just June, December's here. I don't recall just where I've been, thinking of drum and gin. I wanna lay here next to you. There's nothing I would rather do. Shame and sin. I wanna lay here next to you. There's nothing I would rather do. That we can never choose. I've been dreaming, I've been scheming, I've been pleading for you.